AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump did not get what he wanted from talks on Greenland yesterday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with officials from Greenland and Denmark about the future of Greenland. President Trump has been talking in more forceful terms lately about a possible U.S. takeover of Greenland.
There's clearly a disagreement. We agree that it makes sense to try to sit down on a high level to explore whether there is possibilities to accommodate the concerns of the president while we at the same time respect the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks.
It's clear that the president has this wish of conquering over Greenland. We made it very, very clear that this is not in the interest of the kingdom.
Before the meeting, President Trump wrote, "The U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security." He added, "NATO should be leading the way to get it, and otherwise Russia or China would," saying in all capital letters, "And that is not going to happen." Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran closed its airspace to commercial aircraft for 4 hours during tensions with the U.S. Trump says he's been told that plans for executions in Iran have stopped. He had told protesters that help is on the way. Trump will meet today at the White House with Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Yesterday, the Senate voted down a war powers resolution. It would have limited Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. 4 International Space Station crew members splashed down in the Pacific this morning ahead of schedule. They returned early because one of them needs medical attention. This is AP News. The U.S. is suspending immigrant visa processing from 75 countries over public assistance. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The State Department says it's instructing consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S. The State Department did not specify which 75 countries are affected, but the Trump administration has already severely restricted immigrant and non-immigrant visa processing for citizens of dozens of countries, many of them in Africa. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. The suspension begins January 21st. It will not apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.